Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. I'm also the author of Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. Technical difficulties, no music. I tried. Did you try to get the music on? I tried. You tried. Yes. We tried.
Yes, I did. I tried. Nothing happened. I turned it off. I turned it back on. Nothing happened. And I couldn't help but laugh. I'm sure anybody that plays back this thing is going to hear me like laughing under my breath. As I'm like sitting here watching it like go like to 20 seconds of silence and not have anything on.
I know. And I mean, I tried it again, and what can I tell you? We've had a few technical difficulties in working our best, but, you know, I listen to Sirius Radio sometimes when I'm driving, and all the talk show hosts seem to have a lot of trouble on those shows, too. So I think we're not alone in technical difficulties. But anyway, Nicole, so I had a brief minute with you, and you were saying you're starting to get some signs. Is it scaring you? Are you happy with the psychic signs, or what's
going on? You
know what?
I don't know. Well, I know that a couple of them are, like, awareness signs, but I've been fixated on a couple of things that are negative, and they're very, very similar to the way that I was fixating on them when I was missing a bigger picture. So, like, now I'm kind of questioning, like, okay, fine, what am I missing here? Like, there's a piece of the puzzle that I missed one time. I'm picking it up earlier now, like, what am I missing here? So, you know, I'm making sure that, you know, I'm just trying to keep, you know, my eyes awake. But I did predict two things that happened. I didn't know, what I got to really work on when I get signed is the who of everything. Like, because you know what, like, one day I was driving along, and for some reason I've been seeing, in my own head, like, a lot of accidents. You know, and there's been, of course, you know, a lot of car accidents happening around, and I thought that maybe one of those accidents would have done it, but you know what, like, they kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I know that I was getting, like, surrounding signs. Like, at one time, like, I kept, like, seeing motorcyclists, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, kept thinking, you know what, they're going to crash, that they're being too reckless, or when I've started to drive, I've been like, you know what, I'm not focusing, and I've caught myself doing it, you know, and then all of a sudden last week, I found out that my biological father, you know, whom I reconnected with within the last 10 years, got into a motorcycle accident where, you know, he had to lay his motorcycle down, and, you know, he wound up hitting a car, and, you know, he wound up screwing up his shoulder and, his knee and a whole bunch of stuff there. And then I thought that that was going to subside, so it went away for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden it started coming back even stronger, and now my dad, the guy that raised me, got into a car accident today where he's going to need surgery on his hand, you know, because you know, I guess his hand hit something and he tore all the skin and exposed all the bones and the tendons off of one of his hands. So he's going to need like a skin graft and stuff like that, you know. And it's funny because I'm thinking to myself, well, you know what, accidents always happen in threes. And then all of a sudden, you know, my stepmom says, well, you know, your father got into a car accident last week too. So I had two dads in accidents last week, and then the same dad in the second accident this week. And his wife said, you know, he's not focused behind the wheel. And look what happens when you're not focused behind the wheel. She's like, I'm not saying that he could have avoided the accident, but he may have been able to make it less than it was had he been aware of his surroundings. So I'm taking that as a huge, huge sign of not only being careful in the car, but to be aware of my surroundings. But, you know, as far as everything else that I'm kind of fixated on, you know, like I'm just, you know, I'm hoping that I'm not fixating and bringing something on myself.
No, what I will tell you this is you heard me yesterday.
So.
You heard me yesterday
what?
Then. yesterday.
I did.
Because one of, you know, last week Jane had told us that she had gotten in the car accident, remember, and we were saying that
yes,
she wasn't
and
focused
I told her to be aware.
Now, another one of my clients who's going through a hard divorce and things hasn't been easy got in an accident, and I was thinking about you yesterday that we have to talk on the show when the show opens up about how when we're under stress or things are going on and we're not paying attention, we're much more likely to get in a car accident or some other accident. And that, you know, focusing in the now and concentrating is very important. So you heard me last night because I forgot all about it, that I was going to talk about that in the beginning of the show.
Wow. Okay. So then that explains
it. So it's not
it.
Really that you're going to get in an accident so much, is that we made you aware last week
yep.
that when people are anxious or you have things on their minds, you know, they have to be super duper careful to be paying attention
mm-hmm.
when they're driving. Because
oh, absolutely.
Most of the time when people have been in accidents, it's because their mind has been elsewhere. And
yep.
so, you know, I'm just telling you heard my psychic things. And you're also
That's
saying you're
so
a little worried
funny.
About your health. Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah, you know, I have a couple of, like small health things, you know, going on or whatever, and I'm not going to put myself into a mindset of worry. But prior to me going to, like, doctors and stuff like that, I had that same fixation that I was telling you about a couple of months ago. And you know what? And it was like, and, you know, now I'm just kind of like, okay, you know, I've let a couple of things, you know, go a little too long. And, you know, now it's time to just, you know, kind of, you know, shit or get off the pot. So, you know, I went to the doctor today and we took a whole bunch of tests and next week I'm going to get some results and see what's happening.
Okay, well, you sound like TJ because TJ, you know, had his health policy now for a while and, you know, he has like certain moles on his skin and he was getting all nervous about
mm-hmm.
cancer. And I'm like, I'm not a psychic for nothing. They're not cancer, but you need to go to a doctor so you can get verification. But in his mind, he
yep.
was so convinced that one of them was cancerous. And, of course, they were all fine. So, if you're a little worried, go to the doctor. Let's get a checkup. Let's, like, not
oh,
sit
yeah.
in a desk. I mean, isn't it wonderful?
Well,
go to the doctor.
Of, well,
and
that's kind
and
of what
don't ask psychics
me.
About psychic about physical things, by the way, because we're not doctors.
No,
I mean,
no,
I could
no,
tell
no,
a
no,
mind-body
no, no.
connection and things like that. And, of course, I was joking with TJ. I'm psychic about it. But the point being, if you're worried about a health issue, get it checked out. Don't sit in a
yep.
desk because then your
yeah,
mind
no, no,
isn't
well, that's-
on. Your job or whatever you need to be doing.
Exactly. That's what led me to actually go to the doctor. You know, I mean, so, like, I started getting that fixation again, and I was like, you know what? I was like, all right, I'm like, I ignored that once. I said, and I missed, like, something huge. So that's why I was like, you know what? Screw it. I said, I'm making an appointment. So I made, you know, my appointment for today, and I already got my blood work done. I already made, you know, different, you know, appointments that I need to make, you know, to follow up with certain things that the doctor wanted me to, and then next week I'm going, you know, to a whole new set of doctors. So, you know, I mean, I'm getting some tests done and everything next week. So hopefully what that fixation was kind of like the universe saying, hey, listen, something's going to happen unless you go, so just get your ass there and go, you know. So that's the way that I'm taking that until a doctor tells me differently. So
right, and I tell people, if you're concerned with your health, then you make a phone call to the doctor, and in between, if you have to wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks to go, you relax, you assume it's nothing, go to the doctor
mm-hmm.
and find out what he has to say. Don't obsess for 3 weeks that you're dying or this or that or this or that. You know, do
yep.
what you have to do. Set up your appointments and wait and see what happens. But hiding our head in the sand and practicing denial by not going to the doctor is never a good thing.
No, never.
No. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. So if anything, you were probably a little obsessed about the accidents today because your spirit guides probably told you, don't forget, Cindy wanted to talk about this in the beginning of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
so
you know what? It was just so weird, though. Like, last night it was a lot, and, like, even this morning I couldn't go back to sleep because of, like, certain things, you know? So I was just like, and, like, my mind just started racing. Like, I usually set 3 alarms for myself. 1, to let me know, hey, listen, it's time to get up. 2, as it's time to get up. And then 3, I give myself a little snooze. You know, so like usually my first alarm, like, preps me to get up to the second alarm. So that's usually about an hour before I really have to get up, you know, because otherwise I'll sleep straight through. So, you know, like, that's my first one or whatever, and it's really, really obnoxious, and it wakes me up. And then I kind of doze for the last hour, and then I give myself a 10-minute snooze. But, like, this morning when I did that, I tried so hard, and I just pretty much laid in bed with my eyes closed for about an hour, and I was just, like, running through so many different, like, my head was racing, you know, and then, you know, but like all week long, I've been like every time I get in the car, I'm thinking there's going to be an accident or this or that or anything else, you know, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to bring this on myself. I'm like, I got to stop thinking about that. And then I start seeing other people, oh, they better slow down. Oh, they're following too close. Oh, you know, they need to get off the phone, you know, like, and I'm finding myself doing this. And I'm a pretty aggressive driver. You know, I'm not
even
going
to
lie. Anybody
that
knows me knows that I'm an aggressive driver. But I've been conservative.
All right. You slow down, everybody will slow down. And I think that's good advice. Now, we have a lot of callers tonight. First, we had none. Now we have a lot. I don't know where they all came from. So,
no idea. So we're going to hop into the first one.
Okay.
All right. They've been waiting the longest. All right. Just so you know that we're speaking to you, your last four digits are 0312. All right. And let's see who's waiting for us there. As usual, I don't screen the first one. So let's hope it's a good one.
0312.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. 0312 is me. That
is it. Pat? Hi, Pat. How are you? So you heard us talking about health things and everything, Pat.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you must have something on your mind. Did Grace get a job?
Not yet. Actually, somebody did call her one morning, but she was at the doctor's with her mother in the room there, so she couldn't answer the phone.
Of course, it's the doctor's with her mother, and what have I told her about her and her mother?
Unbelievable. The phone had to be off because it was a test. She had an MRI test done, so the phone had to actually be off. So she wasn't really expecting the call at that time. But the person did call her, so she hasn't called back. So she did ask her friends, and she told her. Her friend said she will call you, but so far she hasn't gotten the call back in the past 3 days.
Okay, well, people are on vacation now, too, so it's a little bit slower in terms of job hunting and getting it. But there's definitely a job in here. So I actually thought she would have had it already because it looks pretty close to soon here, if not already. So the job looks promising for her here, so... tell her to hang in there.
You're ready to go to Florida. They're going to call you.
And what was that?
I said, watch. The minute we go to Florida, they're going to call you because I have to go to Florida. I have to renew my Florida driver's license.
Right.
So
and
we're going to go there. Plus, we're going to go see Michael because he's going to go away for 9 months on the ship. So we wanted to go down there. But in the interim, we were supposed to leave a couple of days ago. But on the GPS, you know, I have the blue link on my Hyundai, and it's been acting up. It's crazy. So I went to have it fixed, and they put a new computer thing in there, but so far it's not activated. So none of my things are working on the GPS or the emergency. None of those three things are working. It's all with the satellite. So I've been crazy. The past 2 days I've been waiting. So I don't know when you think that's going to be okay.
Everything looks good here. You'll be going away. Don't worry. Relax. There's a lot of worry in your cards, but it actually looks good. Okay, she's going to get a job, so she needs to relax. You're going to have your time in Florida, and you're going to come back, and she's going to be working, and nothing is bad in your car. Just try not to worry too much. You know, I know you're both little bits of worriers.
You know, so, I'm also worried about, I don't know if I should sell the condo in Florida or rent it, try to rent it. And when will that be?
Okay. It looks like if you sold it, you might get a good price. Do you want, you know, if I were you, I'd make sure you get the price you want. And it looks like you probably would. Don't sell it for less than the price you want. If you get that price that makes it right, your decision would be made, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't give it away.
Oh, no, I don't expect to give it away. No.
Good.
I've been looking around for something in St. Augustine, so I need, you know, by the time the money, I've been living off of the money from the loans that I had, and I paid that back. But I'm concerned about the trying. Something in St. Augustine that's all on one floor. Because where I am now, it's up on I got to walk up the steps. But I would need that money to put down on the other house. So that's why I was wondering, you know, how much you think I would be getting.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to get your price if you put it up now for sale.
Okay, so
Like it's time to sell it. I'm not even seeing a rental here. Not that you couldn't rent it, but this is definitely a sale card here.
When do you think?
Sooner than later. So when are you going to put it up?
Well, I'm going to go down to Florida, hopefully. I wanted to go tomorrow. I was supposed to go today, but maybe hopefully if they can fix the car up and have the link and everything done and sorted in there, I was thinking
do
tomorrow.
Do it when you'll be there in the next few days, and then you'll put it up for sale. And you need to go there soon because Grace will be working and you want to get back here. So
Exactly.
You will be going to Florida. Your cards actually look good. You're just about ready to have everything change for the better here.
Yeah.
You guys have been waiting a long time for that.
Yes. Yeah.
It's good. Your cards are good. You know, call in and let us know, when Grace gets a job, which should be sooner than later. And it looks like it's a good time to sell your condo right now. So.
Okay.
Don't hold on.
And I'm a little about our relationship. How do you see that going?
And what was that? You're breaking in and out.
Okay. How do you see our relationship?
Well, you know, you guys are soulmates. It's, you know, goes up and down a ladder. Are you working on it, your relationship?
I try.
I think it looks like when Grace gets a job and she's a little calmer too, everything will be better here.
Yeah,
I mean, you had a lot of stress in your health. You had a couple of stress things here, but looks like the worst is behind you. So keep that love going, please.
That part's good. It's just what happens. I'm having some trouble with Alexandra. She's just a little crazy now and then. She's a very spiteful kid.
Well, that's teenagers. You know, she's getting to that age now.
Yeah,
and they're the teenagers.
I'm taking her mother away from her because the grandmother keeps telling her I'm taking the grandmother, the mother away from her, all kinds of crap. And she's been pretty nasty with me lately. So I said, you know what? I give up on you.
Well, what if I were you? I would just, be yes or to death at this point. You know, teenagers are like the way they are. So don't take it too personally. just things look pretty good in your cards, Pat. Just like Grace needs to get that job to get the tension out of the household too. You know that.
Yes, I told her the best thing we could do is just move out of there. My hands are tied. That's what I hear. My hands are tied. I said, your hands are tied for what? She's going to feel like abandonment? She said to me, I said, abandonment? Abandon that witch? No way. I said, you abandon her. This is supposed to be our own relationship. And the kid doesn't belong in this toxic house. So listen to that, Graham.
Well, that's something like, you could discuss with her after she's got a job. Let her get a job. Well, call in and let us know what happens. But your cards really look pretty good, Pat. I want you to relax, please.
Yeah, well, I'm concerned about money. That's the problem. Money is going out. More money is going out than what's really coming in anymore.
Well, that's got to change. That's the way the job has to come in there. And again, in some ways, she doesn't listen what I have to say, Grace, but God isn't going to totally reward her until she stops, allowing her mother to be the boss of her destiny. So I don't see that changing too soon, but, she will get the job anyway. But, we can't seem to get her to understand, everything she sacrificed for her mother has not come back to yield good things.
No, it's not going to yield good things until she gets rid of her.
Right, and what can I tell you? I don't think we're going to change her.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, good luck on your trip. Let us know.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking me first.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Okay, I see TJ's here. I'm going to pick him up. Hi, TJ. You're on the line. Hello, TJ. You might be in a place where we can't hear you. Okay. Well. Anyway, I could see that you've got someone in California, Roxana, is that right?
Yes, I do. And now Roxana actually has called in maybe about a year ago, Cindy, and she's calling up for her annual, basically, and she wants to know when you see a long-term relationship coming for her. She is dating, and she's constantly putting herself out there to meet new people, but, she just wants to know where her future lies and, and how maybe she could make some changes into helping her get the future that she wants. So let's see what is going to happen in Roxana's love life next.
Yes,
hello,
Cindy.
Roxana, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, Roxana. It's always good to hear from you. And, I got the first card I picked was the King of Cups. That's the most loving man in the deck. I could see you've been doing a little bit of dating. I don't think you've been hitting pay dirt here. They don't look to be like, you've been dating. It hasn't gone anywhere. Did you kind of cut off those relationships now? You're not just dating
Well, we have a little bit of a break in communication at this time, but I know that I'm attracted to this person. He is attracted to me.
I see that, but we haven't communicated,
but I still have hopes that we may have a potential.
Again, you've been waiting a long time for this. And
How to tell you, I was not ready, the person was not ready, so it's not exactly that I was waiting. I also had some things to take care of.
Okay, are you going to try to move it forward now? Because it looks like
Well, I don't know. I will see. Maybe if that relationship would move forward, I would be happy to do this because, again, we have a lot of attraction and chemistry.
All right. I'm not seeing him moving it forward. I mean, you could try to attempt to do it, but it's almost like the universe is waiting for you to kind of close the chapter on that, figure out if it's going to, you know, go somewhere and not go. He doesn't look like he wants a relationship per se at this moment in time, but there is another guy that looks like he will come into the picture and really want one. I mean, I think at least you can bless the last guy for showing you that you do want a relationship.
Let me ask you, actually, now I don't know which one. I have someone that I was dating for a long time, and I haven't talked to him for a few weeks. Then last week I met a new person, and we spent some time together, and it didn't work out. So which one do you see that is not going to...
I actually, two cards are coming up as not going to work here. The one that came up first is the more long-term, and
uh-huh.
The one that's recent, you know, he's got some issues. And, you know, whether you want to stick around and still think you could fix people, this guy looks like, he's not going to be the easiest one to have a relationship with. And
oh, no, the last one that I met last weekend, I'm not even interested in him.
Good.
So I'm not going to see him again. But the other one... We do have a good connection. We have a good chemistry, and I had hopes that things can move forward for us with that person.
I'm not seeing it move forward unless you start taking some the ball into your own court and see, to put the cards on the table, see what he wants, and maybe bring him, bring him around to what you want. You're sort of karmically not free of him until you do this. I mean, if he decides, well, this is too soon, I don't want it, it's not what I want, you're not responsible for that. But as long as you're allowing this relationship to be there that's not there, the universe is kind of taking it as a signal that you don't really want a serious relationship.
Let me ask you that. If I will tell him what I really want, do you think things will change between us or nothing, or will it be like a catalyst for him, or nothing will change?
Well, it looks like it would stir him up a bit, but it's not so much what he's going to do, it's how it changes you by bringing it up, because he'll still stall it for another 6 months or a year if he could, even though he'll hear what you say. But, I mean, saying it and he doesn't come forward, I think that would help you move on from him. And it's almost like you need to be the one to say, this is how I feel, this is what I want. Not that he doesn't care about you, he does. But he's got a couple of other things going on in his life right now. So
yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying the universe wants to hear you say this is not okay, because the new master over women is the men controlling all the shots, how close you can get or can't get close. Women have to start being a little more in control of this. And by stating what you want, you can't be karmically wrong. I mean, the truth is invaluable. He knows how you feel. Maybe it won't bring him forward right away, but maybe 3 months from now he might think about it. So you're not going to be wrong in saying it. I mean, if he's going to run, he's going to run at this point. But it's kind of better to know it's not coming forward than to hold this hope with him.
So I didn't understand. You mean even in 3 months nothing will change, or it may?
He doesn't look like he really wants a relationship, but that's not the point. You're supposed to do things without worry about outcome. You need to state what you want, say what you mean what you say, don't be mean about it, leave it to him, and what he does with it is up to him. But if you don't say it, you're karmically incorrect, and the universe will see it, is that you don't really want a relationship. You know, you're happy to have it what this is. So it's just...
I'm sorry for not saying the right thing. I did tell him what I want, and that's why I told him, well, I don't know if I will see you anytime soon because I want a commitment.
Left it there. And again, he's a true commitment phobic, by the way. He's not even a closet one the way you were. You want love, but you're a little scared. He's really rejecting you, the higher love you're offering him. You know, and he's not used to that. And, you know, a higher love means he has to grow up and heal issues. So he has some, you know, reluctance to do that. But at this point, you know, you've told him, you've stated it, and you're not responsible for what he's going to do. I don't see him moving forward anytime soon here in these cards, by the way. He's just
fearful.
Anybody
asking anytime, how many months? Is it 6 months, 3 months, or a year? Or
10 years,
this week?
10 years, 5 years, 8 years. Commitment phobias can do this dance forever. You know, he just knows he still has you. Part of him still knows you're, you know, he could still call you up and get you. So, you know, he's the type to turn around just as soon as you meet another soulmate. He's going to be on your doorstep. But, you know, I hope you know that if you're brought someone else and he shows up, it's because the universe knows he's really not going to step up to the plate no matter what he says. So I'm not seeing him come forward. I didn't see him coming forward in the cards in the past either. This man just doesn't want a commitment of your magnitude. I'm not saying he won't commit to a lower level of love. But, you know, committing to something that would ask him to heal and grow up and care about someone. You know, he has a lot of narcissism. It's about him. So, you know, I'm not saying he doesn't care about you. That's not a question here. He likes you. You're a good catch. He's just afraid of love. So, I mean, if you want to wait forever, you know, he's the kind of guy you might wait forever.
Waiting, that's the whole thing. That's why I called today. I'm not waiting. I'm trying to meet new people, and it doesn't work out. That's a problem, even when I really feel
that's
all
right.
That I,
you know, it takes
like
time to find
a nice
soulmate.
Person. Things just didn't work out, and I don't know if you see anything for me, like not just dating. I'm tired of dating people. I just want a person that
serious
say,
relationship.
Okay, I would like an exclusive relationship with you.
Right. And again, you know, the men are the new masters over women. They're not committing. Don't take it personally. But, you know, women have allowed men to come and go as they please. So we've got a new monster man on the earth right now. The only thing you could do is keep stating what you want. You're a good catch. And anybody who's, you know, ready and willing and able to commit to a relationship will be there for you. Don't take it personally, though. I know it's hard not to. But this, I see a nice committed relationship in the future for you. Someone.
How soon this may happen, Cindy?
Just be a little patient. When's your birthday? You don't have to tell me the year, just month, day.
I'm Gemini.
Okay. So, and the exact date?
May 31st.
Okay. Yeah, you're in the beginning of of your new year a bit, so, you know, by the time you get to your next birthday, you should be in this relationship. So don't give up on love. Keep moving forward. Just know that don't waste too much time with men. I'm glad that, you know, you go out, it doesn't work, you move on. Don't waste too much time with people who don't want
to
be committed.
I'm not wasting, you know, time. I'm not sitting and waiting. I'm trying to meet new people, but I just don't know how soon I will meet the person that will be with me.
And again, those are things. There's so many variables involved, whether it's this week, next month, whatever. It's soon. It's here. And you want love. Love comes to those who really want it. You're out there doing your share of what you can do. And, you know, the most important thing is don't get jaded because love is coming for you. You're a good catch, you know, just keep that in mind. You're a very good catch, and he's a good catch, too, the guy that's in the cards. He makes money. He's hardworking. He's a little bit old-fashioned, which would be good for you because it means he wants a relationship. So,
the one that I meet?
The one that you're going to meet. Right. I mean, he's similar to the guy that you like and have chemistry in terms of, you know, the successes and things. But he's a little bit more old-fashioned and really does want a committed relationship. So it was really...
Someone old-fashioned.
He is old-fashioned. I'm just telling you, he's old-fashioned. Yeah, he's like, he's going to see you. You're a good catch. He's going to want a relationship. It's not going to be a lot of, like, I don't know what I want kind of nonsense. He's going to, you know, it just, he'll click. And I think that's what you're waiting for. Like, what is with these people? And sometimes, you know, you have a chemistry, but the people just, they don't want to grow up and they don't want to commit. So, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's a pretty big problem in relationships. I mean, if only one out of five people are meeting online and having relationships, that means most of the people on there don't want relationships. So, you know, finding and getting one is not that easy, but this is a really nice guy circling right near you. So go about your life like you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Call in and let us know when he comes because we like to hear that.
Sure, I will. Thank you, Cindy.
Good luck to you.
I hope I'll you next year, and I will have great
news. Oh, we'll call us before next year. You can tell us.
Sure. If I meet him before the next year, I'll call you.
Okay, good luck to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Deborah
now. All right,
now.
Cindy. Yes, we
Isn't
have
it
Deborah
terrible the
Deborah.
Way people aren't committing to relationships?
Yes.
I feel like it's like
it
a broken record now. I mean,
I know.
It's gotten, you know, we've been doing this 8 years almost. And
yeah.
In the beginning,
wow, really
8 years
long?
Ago, there was commitment phobia. But this isn't even commitment phobia. This is less than
a new level.
And we want a relationship.
This is a new level.
This is a new level, right? It's gotten worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And astronomical numbers of not committing.
It's ridiculous.
And, you know, my clients
it's like,
are
you know what,
catching.
I think that as time has progressed, I think that people have just, in general, become just so desensitized to the point of where they just don't want, you know, they just don't want things. They want things, but they're afraid to go after them. And it's leading them to being, you know, completely commitment phobic. They're putting one foot in, you know, one foot here, one foot there, you know. And it's almost like they're looking for the safe guarantee. And there is no safe guarantee, you know. It's almost to a point of where it's borderline commit, like it's commitment phobia, but on top of, you know, being completely, you know. And I hate to say this into such extremes. There's no middle road. It's either they're being commitment phobic because they're being too cautious because they want some sort of a safeguard that they're not going to get hurt, they're not going to, you know, fall in love with the wrong person, they're not going to be with the wrong person, that they're making the right decision, they're not going to miss out on another decision. It's almost like they're too cautious, or they just are okay with just not having that level of commitment with anybody, because if they don't commit, then they're not going to get hurt at all, and they're coming to peace with those things. And, you know, it's sad. It's really, really sad.
And that's what it just seems to be, something that, you know, it's clients that are very, you know, people are good catches that I have, my clients. I mean, I can't imagine that these people are having so much trouble, you know, having someone commit to them, having relationships. But what I found is it's really, when you set your mind in it and you want it, it will manifest. But again, I stress, you can't waste time. If somebody, you know, doesn't want to commit in a reasonable amount of time, move on. We're not changing these people.
Exactly.
Give up trying to change them. I mean, it's, and so many of my clients are saying, well, you know, he said this, he said that, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. And they say a lot, but they don't do it. So we want to see a little more action in relationships. You know, love is an action word, a verb. It's not, you know, a thought. It's a word. It's an action. Get involved. If you love somebody, make it happen. So now we do have Deborah, and she's in Long Island, you said,
yes.
Huh?
Deborah, and you know what? And here we have another love question. And once again, it is the same thing that so many people ask. And right now she's currently in a relationship, and she wants to know where it's going to go from here, and what, just like our last caller, what's going to happen in her future with this guy. So let's speak to Deborah out in Long Island. Hello,
yes,
Deborah,
hi.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah. How long have you known Mr. Wonderful that's showing up in the cards? He looks good in the cards. I'm just telling you, I like saying Mr. Wonderful instead of Mr. Nightmare.
Oh, no. Since we were young.
Okay. And then
our lives took different paths.
Okay. It's not unusual for soulmates to be brought 20, 30 years in advance, if not more, because you weren't really ready for that person at that time and you needed to get where you are.
Mm-hmm.
The first card I pulled on him was that he is a soulmate. Do you feel that heart,
yes,
soul, mind, body connection with him?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good, because, you know, it's the first time I've drawn the card since the radio show began. So we've got a soulmate here. He has children? He has children, by the way?
No.
Do you have them?
Yes.
Okay, because for your children's sake, it looks like they really need to see a better version of love.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
this is why he has been brought at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't keep putting your children first. Try to put your soulmate first for a while, and so that you maintain this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this way your children can kind of know what that's about.
Yeah, well, they're older. They're in their late 20s, my children.
That doesn't mean anything, because that generation's having trouble loving and knowing what it's about.
Right.
So if you could show, that's why I said they're old enough that they don't have to come first. He can come first.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time for you. Don't feel guilty in any way.
Well, I try, yes. Yeah.
Good, because it's important. You had a lot of courage when you were little. You could certainly use this courage now to keep this relationship going forward.
Right.
Whose mom has passed away?
Mine did when I was 10.
Okay, because she's the one who has brought you back in alignment with this man.
Really?
And she hopes it works.
Well, I pray to her every night. I have.
She adores
bed.
You. Oh, my God. She's the one who told me you had a lot of courage when you were a little girl.
Yeah, I had to. Losing her at 10.
Right, and of course, your life got a little derailed because of that, because when children lose a parent when they're young, they have trouble loving.
Right.
And sometimes they'll settle for a much less level of love because, if he drops dead, then he's not a loss. Now you've raised children. God forbid anything would have happened to them. You would have been out of your mind, so you opened your heart to love.
Oh, yeah.
So you go and ask backwards to this soulmate thing, but your mom is saying love with all your heart.
I do, and he knows how I feel about him, but there's still some issues.
Is he married, by the way? Is he married?
Was.
Right, because is he finally divorced now?
Oh, yes.
Good, because she was a real piece of work, that one.
So,
I mean, talk about the princess that becomes the beast. You're a great act to follow after that one. I think, anybody, Charles Manson would have been okay compared to her. So, I mean, he's having a little trouble even adjusting to the fact that love is kind of, passionate without all the drama.
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, he's used to a lot of drama.
Oh, yes.
Your mom was a very kind person. Do you remember her that way?
I certainly do, and from every account that people have told me, yes.
Because she's in a realm in heaven where you had to be genuinely a kind person.
Mm-hmm, and that's her.
And she's so happy to see you being happy.
Oh,
and,
good.
How long have you been actually dating now? I know you
We're currently residing together.
Hmm. Even better.
He is thinking of going back upstate. I don't even know if he really knows what he wants.
Well, you're going to have to call him on that bullshit, which means...
Oh, I love it.
Which means it's not where you live that counts, it's where you love. So,
right.
He's a little scared. Some issues are surfacing, as they always do in soulmate love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And part of him may want to pull a geographic and run.
Yes.
But you're going to not let him be the commitment phobic who's going to end up calling all the shots. You're going to have to let him know you love him, you stick your 2 feet in here, we stay, we work this out. If you start running, it's no guarantee I'm going to be here when you return. Because these people keep thinking they could run if they get scared. He had a hard childhood. I don't know if that's come out yet.
Yeah, I don't really know if he did or not.
Well, I mean, how long have you known him? How long have you
known
him?
But there was parts that I don't know, from when he was really young. I mean, we met each other in school when we were like 12 or something.
Right, but I mean, his childhood wasn't easy.
No, I guess not, no.
And some of that, it tries to surface and tries to heal when soulmate love is brought.
Mm-hmm.
And people start thinking, I was fine before you came into my life. No, you weren't. You had a Band-Aid on a carcinoma. You put a slab over major issues. Did he ever talk to you about his dad?
Yeah, I sort of knew him and everything, too, yeah.
Okay, and just
he was
mission,
a hard man. I mean,
he was hard. How long has he been dead?
Oh, since 90 something, I believe.
All right, this man's still not in all that higher realm.
No,
which means he, you know, he was a difficult man.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was
you
a
know,
hard man. Yeah,
he was a hard man to please or get praise from. And you know, it's hard for him to accept that you love him and you praise him and you appreciate him.
Yeah.
But in, running upstate is not the answer for him.
Well, he had lived up there before. He moved up there once before and then came back here.
All right, so he's here now.
Well, yeah, but right now he's on a road trip, but he's thinking of going back up, so I just don't get it.
Because he's scared.
Yeah.
So what you're going to have to do is tell him you're running from this love and... You know, if you run, I'm not going to be here because I signed on for soulmate. Soulmates love each other, heart, soul, mind, and body. They're in the same state. They're in the same bed.
Right.
They keep each other from the temptations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would he want to move away from that unless he's got issues?
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to stop enabling people. You have a right to be, you know, to say what you would want. I want you to love yourself the way you love your children. If someone were doing this to your child, what would you tell them?
Right. Now, do you see it progressing anywhere or him actually going? Or because I'm also in a situation with my house that where I rent and everything, and I take care of a woman, and she's becoming increasingly worse with her health. So I don't know where it's going to leave me in that respect.
Well, would you move upstate with him?
Not, I can't right now because of the situation with my work.
Okay. But your work looks okay. You would get another person to care for. I hope you know that. You know,
right.
It's not an issue here. You're good at your job.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a caregiver, yeah.
Right. But you really need to... figure out with more. The more concern in this is the relationship and why he may want to bolt from it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't make sense if you're having a good relationship why he wouldn't want to be in bed with you every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a little scared. And you guys are soulmates, but only 1% of people maintain that animal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he could take you for granted, you know.
Right.
And you don't want him to think he could just come back and leave, but, I mean, if it's possible, did he ask you to move upstate with him?
No.
Did he want you to come with
him? No, nothing has been talked about like that yet, no.
And again, he doesn't always talk, so.
No.
I think, you know, his father, by the way, the bastard that he was, he didn't like me very much, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, he just said that family never talked about the pink elephant in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about the things that matter. So you may need to stop skirting around the issue and really just address it.
Right, yeah, because I do that. I don't really talk about my feelings too much.
And neither does he. So that means the two of you are dancing around this huge pink elephant.
Right.
Sir, you know, you're being told to, ask him what do you want? What's your intention and, you know, where is this going? And how long have you been living with him, by the way?
A year.
Okay. And is there any reason why he shouldn't want to continue to live with you?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, good. Again, it sounds...
I really do want it to continue. I really enjoy his company.
He enjoys yours, too. There's no doubt about that. But... you know, it's, again, you can't live in limbo not knowing what he's going to do from one minute to the next.
No.
You know, when you're in a soulmate relationship, you don't ask, you know, should I stay or go? The worst imaginable thing is that this relationship won't be there because someone dies or something happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
you know, him wanting to leave doesn't, what shows up in the cards, his wanting to leave doesn't show up as any other reason than he's scared, he doesn't want to love somebody that much, unhealed issues are surfacing. But that's exactly when you should stick your 2 feet in and stay put.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, don't let him call all the shots, though. I mean, his dad is on your side, your mom is on your side. And
his dad is on my side?
Yeah, he's on
really?
Your side.
Oh, thank
he's
you, saying, Joe.
Which means he's going to help you.
Well, I keep telling everybody up there to kick him in the ass, though. So.
Well, that's what his father just said. I've had to break his leg and keep him in the bed for like 6 months so he could think this out before he goes anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
We do what we have to do, his father said. He's a very funny guy, his father. I mean, not an easy man on earth, but
no.
Loves his son very much. Unfortunately, he's one of those dead people I hate talking to because they have a lot of regrets. They could have, would have, should have loved better.
Right.
Your mother doesn't have those regrets. She loved the best she could when she was on earth.
I'm glad to hear that.
She
yeah,
doesn't have those regrets.
She's good and everything because I sure do miss her, but I talk to her every day. And my sister is up there with her, too. And I talk to her every day also.
Well, your sister is a tough cookie, and she's not going to let anybody hurt you.
Oh, good. Thanks, Judy.
She didn't always make the wisest choices in men, your sister. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
So she's going to make sure that you have a good love life.
Well, I have a feeling she brought us together too. So.
Well, you know, your mom and her were undecided between one or two people.
Oh, really?
But they decided that they would bring him. Now, if he screws up, they're going to be pretty upset. So.
Uh-oh.
Don't let him mess up on this. I'm seeing him, you know, what I really see is if you play it right, say the right words, be gentle, you'll keep him right where you want him.
Really, you think? Okay.
Yeah, don't scream, don't yell, don't be mommy, don't berate, you know, state your case.
Right.
How much you want him. And, you know, there used to be the tender trap women had, you know. They maybe so men didn't want to leave them. You know, sometimes when women are saying, well, the relationship's not working, they said, I go, well, you know, sometimes you need to do these little extra things for people, make them a little food, do this, do that,
right.
Little loving things. It's a nice tender trap, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we do. We have dinner every night and, you know.
Those are nice tender traps, you know.
Yeah, I always make it whenever, you know, he's ready for it and comes home and stuff, so
well, that's what I'm saying. You're not an easy woman to replace, so you just keep doing those loving things, making it a loving home that he doesn't want to leave. He doesn't know what a loving home is. He went from a dysfunctional, crazy childhood to that crazy marriage. He doesn't quite know what to make of a house that's like a home.
Right.
So he feels like he's almost like
he's
out of his realm.
Marriage.
So. Help him be comfortable in being loved and pampered and the whole bit.
Right.
It
now,
looks good, though. It doesn't look bad, your cards. They look actually pretty
really
good.
Really good. I'm so glad to hear that. Can I ask you something else?
Sure.
I'm still not physically divorced from my husband. We're just separated. And I want to know why he's holding back. Why?
Because he hopes you drop dead and he doesn't have to divide anything.
Because what?
He hopes that you just drop dead so he doesn't have to divide his property. It's about money.
Yeah.
He's also just knows that you're happy, and maybe if he was divorced, from you, you'd marry this other man. He's just stolen just because he wants to still think he owns you.
Well, yeah, but we have no really contact or anything, so that's why I don't know. He wanted me to walk with nothing, have a amicable divorce, but I just don't know why he's holding back.
Well, because he's not so sure that, you know, he made the wisest decision of all time is leaving you.
He's been out
in the world a little bit. You're a good catch, Deborah.
Oh, thank you.
But just know that you...
But everything is going to be okay, you think?
Right, but if you want the man you're living with to commit to you fully, you got to get that divorce.
Yeah.
He's not
okay.
comfortable that you don't
that
have those papers signed. And if I were him, I wouldn't be comfortable either.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with someone who's still married.
Right.
So, you know, maybe you need to take those steps forward to get those papers signed and move that divorce forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's wondering why you're not divorced. So, you know, get those divorce papers signed. He's just, you know, your man is just a little, he's non-cooperative. But I'm seeing you could get the divorce, not too much trouble if you just do it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, where is he living, your husband?
Not too far from me.
Okay. I mean, in New York, you've already not lived with him for a year?
Mm-hmm. Oh, longer.
Okay. All you need is just the standard papers. He can't even fight this if he wants to.
Yeah.
No fault. You have no children. You have nothing to divide.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, maybe it's financially, you know, if you drop dead, I don't know if maybe he's expecting to get with yours. He would be your rightful heir.
Yeah.
He would, you know, I mean, unless you're divorced, it would go to him. I mean, do you have a will made?
No.
Okay, so he would get everything that's yours.
Well, there's not much to get.
Well, whatever. But if it's 2 cents, I mean, that's a lot to him.
Yeah.
But try to figure out that maybe the man you're living with is a little nervous that you're still married.
That could be.
May not sit well with him.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people feel that way. They want to make sure people get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, call in and let us know what happens, and we're going to try to get Ashley, one more person, on the air before the
show. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate all the input and hearing about my mom and everybody. So.
Well, I like her so much. She's crying. She's thanking me so much. who's Mary, by the way?
Excuse me?
Who's Mary?
Who's Mary?
Mm-hmm. Name Mary.
Her name was Marie.
Marie, that's her, because it's her. She just wanted to give her name to you, by the way. Just so you know, we're talking to your mom, okay?
Oh, I bless you.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Cindy. We're going to move on to Ashley in the last, looks like 9 minutes of the show. And basically, Ashley is at a crossroads, and she's looking for a little bit of advice. And, you know, this is not necessarily about love or career. This is just an overall kind of question for her. So let's see what Ashley has to say.
Okay.
Hello, Ashley. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Ashley. So, let me see. You're at a crossroads, and in every way, by the way?
I feel like that, yes.
Okay, good. Only God could put us in that path where we don't know which way we're going at this point. But when's your birthday, month and day?
September 16th.
Oh, good. So you do have a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. Because your birthday year looks like it's going to be a very love-filled, joyful, happy year. Did you end a relationship not too long ago?
It was quite a while ago.
Okay, but you don't have one now?
No.
Okay, good. Because there's a soulmate coming. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I think you're at the point in your life where you know you can stand on your own 2 feet without a man and without a relationship. You've done a pretty good job of it, but are you beginning to feel like you want something more?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. How old are you, by the way?
27.
Okay, good. Because he's close to your age. You might be a tad bit older.
Okay.
But do you want babies and children and all of that?
I mean, either way, I think I'd be okay.
Okay, because your soul records are revealing what you wanted first was a career, soulmate, and then babies, if you had a soulmate. So
right.
Your career, it looks like you're quite capable of making very good money, by the way. Are you thinking of making a career change? Because there's a couple of changes in the cards here.
I recently made one, and, you know, right now I'm just not sure what my next step would be.
Okay, but don't worry. You're going to make good money. The career change looks pretty good here, at least for now. The love is the main thing surfacing in these cards.
Okay.
I mean, you're a little afraid to get in something you can't get out of. You don't always trust your judgment, but you're not the same person you used to be. Do you trust your gut with people now? If your gut tells you they're not good, are you beginning to realize you've got good gut instincts?
Yes. Now I do.
Okay, good, because the man that's coming is, let me just get a little information on him if I could. He's definitely pretty family-oriented. He's smart. He's hardworking, which is a change for your generation of men.
Yeah.
You know, they watch video games and porn all day, and they don't want to grow up. This one is grown up. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? He's a man. He's not a boy. I understand why it's been hard for you to find a relationship, because your generation is not growing up very fast.
Right.
But this man is, you know, got something to show for his 30 years on the planet. He's definitely looking for a committed relationship. Do you do anything to find anybody?
I mean, not so much lately. I've been working a lot, and so.
Okay, but if
I kind of gave up.
Yeah, okay, that's what your whole generation. You notice all the good people are sitting home watching TV and not going out, and all the players are out there. How are you good people going to meet each other if you don't get out there?
Right.
So if you want love to manifest in this year, you're going to have to put it at a top priority, which means make some new friends, get yourself out there. I mean, getting a new job was good. Switching gears there, because are you meeting any people at work?
I mean, not really. You know, office jobs, people tend to stay on the computer all day, so it's been hard.
And that's why, if you're, you know, you got to try to figure out, how am I going to meet somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think there's no reason you should not manifest this love in this birthday year. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's circling right near you. Sometimes it's just, I know you're tired, you work, but it's nice signing up for a yoga class or something where you can meet some new friends, or any kind of class
right.
that you like. And making some new friends could indirectly lead you to this guy.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, you know, you do have to kind of get out there. You begin, you know, I'll tell you, you're 27 now. How fast did it go from 17 to 27?
I still think I'm 17.
Okay. Now, the next decade from 27 to 37 can go just as fast. And I don't want you calling 10 years from now, well, I think I'm ready for love again now.
Right.
So really getting out there and making it happen. I mean, when you got your job, didn't you have to, like, put a resume out there? Didn't you have to go on an interview?
Right.
You had to leave your house. I mean,
yeah.
Love is no different. Everybody's on the computer thinking that's how they're going to find love, but most people are not finding it on there. So after a while, I'm beginning to realize you're playing a game with yourself, that you're doing something to find love. But you really do have to get out there and, you know, search for it, look for it. And he makes good money. He's very loving. He's just really a good guy. So, most of your, you know, you're at that crossroads now, because your generation has early midlife crises. You know, MTV said you were over the hill at 25, so you're just a little bit, there's more to life than this. You go to work every day, you do what you're supposed to do, but there's a little boredom in your cards and not as much happiness as you should have. You're young.
Right.
Don't you want to have, you know, a life?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you go out with your friends at all?
I do, but, you know, everyone's getting married, and...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so...
That's why you got to make some new single friends, honey.
I know.
And it's fun. Meeting people is fun, but you have to, you know, it's something you're interested. I'm not saying don't do something you're not interested in. Something you're interested, so you're going there just for fun anyway.
Right.
But you're an easy person to talk to. You're not hard to talk to. And making some new single friends, you know, could be her brother, her friend. So, again, getting out there, you know, if you call me a year from now and you haven't left the house, I'm going to give you the same reading. So I don't want that, okay? I want you to call me on your, you know, next birthday saying, oh, my God, I'm in love. I got this great guy. That's what I want to hear. And,
okay.
And he's husband material. Like, he wants to get married. I mean,
okay.
Again, you know, don't waste your time with the boys. You know, or the men that say, oh, you know, I'm not really looking for a relationship, but you could be my booty call. Like, yeah, say, see ya, you know.
Right.
Be a little bit, don't be afraid to speak up, say what you want, and go after what you want. But you really have very good cards in the upcoming year. So your crossroads is good. God is just asking you to, you know, choose again. You want love, you want a relationship. You're seeing your friends getting married, which can be depressing, but it could also be very positive. That means there are good men. There are people that want to commit.
Right.
Right. Are you going to weddings lately?
Yeah, I'm starting to.
Okay. At the weddings. Maybe there's a nice guy there at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel bad if you go there by yourself. Mingle.
Right.
Mingle, talk. I mean, I have one client that she didn't want to go to her friend's wedding because she's so depressed. She doesn't have anybody. I'm like, it's not about you. Your friend's getting married. Go there, have a good time. Be happy. Smile. Maybe you'll meet somebody. But you're certainly not going to meet somebody else, somebody being negative and raining on your friend's wedding parade. You know?
No, no one needs that.
No. Have fun at the weddings. Well, good luck to you. We're at the end of our show. Ashley, call and let us know what happens. We always like to hear some good news. We do hear it often, people's life changing for the better. They call back in and tell us they found love. So we want you to be one of those.
No, me too. Great. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay, Nicole, so we had a little bit of theme here, huh, with love and how, and we just want everybody to have that committed love, don't we?
Absolutely, we do.
Right, and you're a living testimony to that, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Well, we'll speak to you next week.
It took me however long to get there, but I got there.
Well, better late than never, isn't that the truth?
Exactly, exactly. Well, Cindy, as always, you did a wonderful job tonight. Thank you very much for all of your time and your efforts. Thank you to all of our callers that constantly support us every week. And we'll talk to you next week, guys.
Bye.